Representatives from Wrangell and Petersburg addressed some of their disagreements head-on during an August 20th meeting of the Thomas Bay Power Commission in Petersburg. Commissioner Paul Southland of Wrangell cited two resolutions passed by the commission in 2006. One supported the construction of a proposed power line to British Columbia. Another expressed support for private sector efforts, possibly combined with public efforts, to develop hydroelectric facilities at Thomas Bay near Petersburg. The private efforts were those of Toll House Energy and its subsidiary, Cascade Creek, LLC. Southland was concerned the Power Authority hadn't taken enough action on either front.
I think that we should either proceed with these past resolutions that are in effect, along with their lobbying intent, as stated in these letters that were passed unanimously, or we should take some other action. And I think at some level, we all agree that we want to see the Thomas Bay project done in some format. At some level, I keep hearing that we all support AKBC, but perhaps not the timing that it was done.
That's one of the areas of disagreement between some leading Petersburg and Wrangell officials. While the Petersburg City Council has expressed support for an AKBC intertie, it has generally placed a higher priority on first connecting communities within Southeast Alaska. Some councillors have argued that a focus on the more expensive and controversial AKBC line will mean delays in getting power to diesel-dependent communities in Southeast, like Cake. Some leading proponents of the AKBC line in Wrangell see that connection as a higher priority. They believe it would make those energy improvements within Southeast Alaska more feasible, since it would allow the sale of excess power to Canada and the rest of the North American power grid. But the bigger sticking point between the Petersburg City Council and the Wrangell Assembly has been the issue of Cascade Creek. Last year, the city and borough of Wrangell signed a confidentiality agreement with the company to consider the possibility of participating in its initial plans to develop hydro plants at three mountaintop lakes, Swan, Scenery, and Ruth, in Thomas Bay. The company said the agreement was needed to protect proprietary business information. Thomas Bay Power Authority Commissioner Don Koenigs of Petersburg saw that arrangement as a serious barrier to the ongoing cooperation between the two communities. It made him suspicious of some of the objections Wrangell officials have raised about Petersburg's position on the AKBC intertie.
Well, what that smacks of me, I'll just be blunt, is that you're working in behalf of the private entity. Your contractual agreement arrangements with this private entity to push that intertie to the south so that the Thomas Bay project and Ruth and Scenery and any other project can be moved forward for profit. We can benefit from the development of those projects. There's no denying that. Whether we want to enter into something like that and recommend to the community as a board that we would move forward in that way, I can't do that because there's no transparency. I don't know what your hidden agenda is.
Koenigs also questioned the legality of a confidentiality agreement between a private company and a municipality, which is subject to open meetings and open records laws. Koenigs pointed out that Petersburg and Wrangell's transparently managed and publicly owned power infrastructure led to the lowest and most stable rates in the state. Petersburg's city council has turned down involvement with Cascade Creek and formally opposed the private development of Thomas Bay. Instead, the community started a push for a smaller publicly owned project at Ruth Lake. Petersburg has since been competing with Cascade, Angoon, and Wrangell for an exclusive federal permit to pursue that project. Like Wrangell, Angoon has also been working with Cascade Creek on that project. Angoon is now pursuing a permit for the Scenery Lake project that had first been proposed by Cascade Creek. Koenigs urged Wrangell officials to reconsider their involvement with the company.
For us to find common ground, you're going to have to address that issue internally within the community of Wrangell and say, do we want to continue to this relationship with Cascade, where I have a committee of three that only they know what's going on and they advise the borough. And unless that is dissolved, I don't see us moving forward on common ground. That to me is a real sticky point.
At its first public meeting in Petersburg in the fall of 2007, Cascade Creek's plans prompted substantial opposition among residents. They objected to the private ownership of local hydro resources and the environmental impacts of a large development in the popular fishing, hunting, and recreation area. The company has since modified some of its plans in response to public and government concerns, but Petersburg has not changed its position against the private development. In contrast, Wrangell has given Cascade Cascade Creek $250,000 for the future purchase of power from the company's proposed projects. But according to Cascade Creek's Duff Mitchell, Rangel has not yet bought an interest in the company. Mitchell is Cascade's business development director in Juneau. Speaking with the commission by phone, Mitchell defended the confidentiality agreement.
We must comply with very strict federal and state requirements when we offer any investment into our operations. That requires that we only share information with accredited investors. That document, which is our private placement memorandum, cannot be released to the public.
State and federal regulatory agencies generally define a private placement memorandum as a non-public offer that's made to a limited number of potential investors. By making a private offer, a company may be exempt from state or federal securities registration and disclosure rules. The terms of the confidentiality agreement were not limited to a private placement memorandum. That agreement broadly defined protected information as all confidential or proprietary information relating to the project. Despite this, Mitchell said the company had provided a whole slew of public information on its proposal.
People can walk down to the Wrangell City Clerk's office and get the substantial documents that we provided. What we didn't release was our private placement memorandum, because by law we're forbidden to.
In order to try and work out their differences, the Thomas Bay Power Commissioners considered whether to rescind the authority's previous support for private development in Thomas Bay and the AKBC line, then come up with a new position. Petersburg Commissioner Bob Larson was torn. He acknowledged the work and intentions of the previous commissioners who passed those earlier resolutions, but he also saw a need for an update.
I would support, and I hope this process ends in a new resolution that has the same goals and aspirations and thought process as what the commission did in the first place, is that providing recommendations to all those entities that have an interest in developing Thomas Bay and providing low-cost power to the residents of Wrangell and Petersburg. As long as this action, you know, results in that, then I would very likely vote in favor of this resolution if it cleans the slate and lets us move forward.
Larson and Wrangell Commissioner Dave Galla will be helping to draft a new resolution. Wrangell Commissioner Southland wanted to have the new resolution on the table before deciding whether to rescind the old ones.
I would hope that we don't send the message out to our communities that we're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I've been the proponent of pushing on this hard because I want to see us move in a direction. But today, what I would prefer that we did would be to accept my word that I won't push on this, these two resolutions as they stand, until we move forward with a new resolution that does show the intent of this board.
Southland and fellow Wrangell Commissioners Galla and Steve Henson voted to table the issue, as did Petersburg Commissioners Larson and John Jensen. Commissioners Don Koenigs and Joe Nelson of Petersburg voted against tabling it. The issue will be on the agenda for the Power Commission's October 27th meeting in Wrangell. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.